Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And you know what? I have a thing that I say all the time. I say, let's do great things together. And because of that attitude, I get to have people around me that want to do great things. And that's what this podcast is going to be about, how you can do great things together with other people. And one of the great people that I work with, that I do great things together with, is Brenda Titus. And if you've been watching these podcasts for any period of time, you know that Brenda's one of my co-hosts, and I'm so honored to have her. She is a real go-getter. She is professional, and caring. And guess what? She didn't just pop out of nowhere. She had a background and worked in a rape crisis center. She's got a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in criminology, or something like that. No, that's what it is. And I'm so glad to have taken her away from that and got her into this hypnosis stuff to the degree that she is. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm happy to be here, with Cal at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, where we do great things together, and we love to pull people in from all over the United States. And that's largely because of the great leadership of Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan really is what we call the hypnosis celebrity. He is the authority in hypnosis that works. He brings us 5-path hypnotherapy, 7-path self-hypnosis. He has appeared on TV and radios talking about hypnosis, hypnotherapy. Obviously, we have these 400 plus videos out there freely available on hypnosis, techniques, motivation, business, marketing. Cal really is, and I get to see him train the best of the best of the profession. People are really motivated to get out there and learn and be a part of this wonderful profession of helping people. And I really think one of the big things that I see with Cal and being a 5-pather for the last 2.5 years is, you know, he really brings people together. Like he said at the beginning, Cal's tagline, if you ever get an email from Cal, it is, let's do great things together. That's what it says on the bottom. And as much as I know it's exciting to get an email in my inbox from Cal, it also means, oh, there's an opportunity to do some great things together. So I wanted to talk about that today. Cal, where did you come up with that philosophy?
Hey, Brenda, you know what? I don't know. One day I just thought I would really like to focus more on just working with others so that we could do bigger things. And I just, because by nature, I'm not a very social person. I'm really not. I'm happy to just be by myself and read and do projects and stuff. But I realized that my capacity to grow personally and help other people grow was greatly limited. So if I just kept being that way. And so I had to step up. And one of the things I do is when I write to someone that I think in any way I could partnership with or help them out to do better, then I sign it, let's do great things together. And I usually put great in capital letters and then Cal or Cal Banyan. So what moved you to have this topic?
Well, a few different things, actually, Cal. Obviously, as everybody might realize, I work here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. I run my business here, so I do get to be in the epicenter of what's going on, especially where it comes to 5-Path Hypnotherapy, 5-Path International Association, and I get to kind of know a little bit more about what's going on with the National Guild of Hypnotists, partly just from being here and seeing interactions with Cal and Maureen. But then, because Cal has this philosophy of doing great things together, and he brings in great people who do great things together, a lot of my hypnosis friends are also very much in line with that. And I've just been thinking about that a lot recently and thinking, you know, we have an opportunity in our career, in our profession, to work together, build each other up, raise each other up. Or obviously, sometimes in some careers, some professions, it's about competition. It's about, you know, making it to the top of the mountain before somebody else and what have you. So it's kind of an interesting thing, really, to think about how when we work together, we can raise each other up, we can build our profession, we can build our own abilities and capacities. And I just really seen that, you know, Cal really, I've never really had a leader or a teacher or a trainer really raise people up the way that you have. And I just, it's meant a lot to me to be a part of that. And so I first wanted to thank you for that. And I also really wanted to, you know, talk about ways that people could work together and collaborate instead of compete in this profession. How about that, Cal?
You know, one of the things, I have a lot of ideas going through my head. I was just talking to Dr. Damon on the phone before we recorded this series. He's the president of the National Guild of Hypnotists. And we talked about some people in the profession are really, really want to be remembered. That's like the thing, they want to be remembered. And, you know, especially you get towards the end of your career and that kind of thing. And I know I'm going to be remembered because I know the internet. The internet says, hey, once you put a video on the internet, it's out there forever. And we've got at least 400 videos. And so through perpetuity, you know, Cal Banning's going to be out there. It could be 100 years from now. But I think one of the greatest ways to really help the profession out, and I didn't do this to be remembered, but I know that when I look for the people that I can lift up, that I can shine a light on. And because that lifts the profession, it makes my work more enjoyable. You know, working with people like Celeste, working with people like you, working with people like Erica, working with people like Elron when he was here and doing the podcast with us, or, you know, these kinds of things just makes my life more enjoyable. I know that we're contributing to the profession. So you folks out there, as you become more mature in the profession, shall we say, your job is to find talent and people who can really do the work and represent the profession well. And then make them part of your team. I hear all the time, gosh, Cal, how do you get so much done? I don't. I have teams of people. I've got employed people, and then I've got people who are just on the team. Like, for example, Brenda is not an employee. She's someone that works at our center, but she has her own business. But she rents an office at our center. And so we have kind of a partnership there. And so that's the deal. I look for talent. Like, okay, here's another thing. Like, last podcast, I announced for the first time that Will Horton, Dr. William Horton, is going to bring his first class, best of the best, basic NLP class here. I pursued him. I said, I knew that I wanted to do something with Will. And, you know, I'd write to him, da, 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 let's do great things together. And how can we do something together? And then we said, hey, you know, let's do an NLP class. So I just have that mental mindset. And I know that you've caught on to that too, because like you and Brenda do stuff together, right?
Erica and I actually meet regularly. We meet on Skype, and actually that's a great thing because she's really gotten very good at bringing people together as well, and she's been really an inspiration. And part of, like I said, when I had the inspiration for today's topic, it's partly because of some things that Cal has been doing to shift around the Five Path International Association and really working closely with Five Pathers, which is my passion. But also then I have different smaller groups of people that I have been working with and collaborating, especially Erica recently. She and I obviously meet regularly on Skype and talk and things like that just between the two of us. But then we also have a couple of collaborative projects as well that we work on. And so I wanted to talk about ways that everybody could do things together, that you don't have to be all on your own. So obviously we all have our own businesses, separate businesses in different parts of the country, maybe even different parts of the world. But you know, you can get together on Skype. Actually, I believe even Skype technology is changing right now so that you can have multiple people on a Skype call, which would be a really great thing. I know a lot of work that a lot of people do is through phone conference rooms, so everybody kind of meets just through their voice on a phone conference room. So that's a great way to meet with people, doing FaceTime meetings or being on Facebook. And you know, I meet regularly with a group of people right now, and it is a challenge because, you know, we meet from across the country. We meet from, you know, East Coast time to Pacific time, but we care enough about actually each other and working together and being of support to one another that, you know, Eric and I are the West Coast people. We're on that call at 6:30 in the morning on Fridays to meet with our friends that, you know, are on the East Coast. It's 9:30 for them. It's late, you know, early enough for them that they haven't gone into the office yet. But I mean, you know, when we take that opportunity to meet with people and to collaborate, then we are actually able to then have a support system that we can go to for work where there's, you know, work related issue. Maybe some of us are leaders and we don't necessarily have people that we have as immediate access to be able to post questions or share questions. We have each other that way that we can, you know, get feedback or get support, sometimes just to vent, to say, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, I did such and such in a session, or my client, I can't believe this and that happened. I've been able to really have some great friends who have been able to bounce some things off of recently because of these collaborations. Then I have people that I can just go to. And sometimes it's just about friendship, literally, you know, making friends in the profession. You know, this doesn't all have to be work. And so that's been a really neat bonus for me as well. And this actually just happened. I swear I worked on this topic without knowing that Cal was working on having another hypnotist come into a training here at the center. But that's something else that's really exciting that I'm thinking about for my future and my future with my hypnosis friends throughout the country, which is to be able to then create workshops, create retreats, create opportunities to go and be a guest speaker at each other's centers, at each other's locations, work together and bring great things out to each other's communities. So it's exciting actually that that Cal's going to be doing that with another hypnotist, bringing him here to teach at the center. And I think that's a great new way to be thinking about how we can work together, even just as hypnotists without training centers, to be able to go work together, create workshops, create retreats, create opportunities to visit each other and bring some of our specialized expertise to other areas. So how about that, Cal?
Yeah, as you're talking, all I can think about is, man, what a great time to be a hypnopreneur, you know, to be someone that is building a hypnosis business, because there's so many things that we can do. And we can do them individually, or we can partner, joint venture with trainers, or, you know, it's almost like electricity in the air with all the good, positive things that are going on.
Exactly. And that's why I just really wanted to talk about that, you know, because, you know, like I said, actually last week I was visiting another city and observing the business world and thinking, oh my gosh, I am so glad that I'm not in that competitive, cut rate, gotta beat everybody down, you know. My philosophy is I do good work for my clients, and so therefore my reputation locally speaks for itself and my referrals speak for themselves. But I also believe that raising up people that are local to me so that I have, you know, people that I can refer to. I've got great friends here locally that I can refer to if I'm too busy, or if it's just, you know, something that I'm not able to do, or maybe if somebody, you know, a client needs a hypnotist with another expertise, I've got local referrals. And so I just really believe, you know, there's so many ways that instead of competing, working against one another, that we can actually work together. And, you know, like I said, there's not many professions that you get to do that, you know, and here we are, we're all working separately. It's in our kind of in our best financial interest to compete, except that really in the end, when we work together, when we support one another, it all ends up working out. And then we can make referrals to each other. We've got a support system in place. We're able to really work together and actually have it be very fulfilling, very rewarding. So you don't have to be, like we say this all the time, you don't have to be the lone hypnotist. Even if you are out there and your center is all on your own, there are other ways that you can work with other people, collaborate, and grow within this profession and raise it up to be, you know, like we say, one of those great professions, rewarding careers.
You know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about, you know, the fact that there are a growing number of consulting hypnotists really provides some validity for the profession. If you're the only, imagine if there was only one chiropractor in the whole United States, how credible would that profession be? What if there was only one chiropractor in the state? I mean, it's like, I don't know about this thing. It's kind of weird. But when there's a chiropractor, you know, in almost every mall, every medical building, you know, then it tends to have more credibility. And that's the way it is with hypnotists. I remember when I first started training, people came to me and say, are you crazy? You're going to teach people what you do? And then wouldn't that be competition? And I go, you know, I really don't believe that the profession at this point is at a time where we have to think about competition. There's nowhere near enough good, qualified hypnosis professionals out there. And so that's where it drives me nuts when I see people kind of backbiting or trying to put another hypnotist down and stuff like that in the profession. You just don't need to. Raise these people. If they're a deficit in some way, help them out to grow and lift them. There's the old saying, a rising tide lifts all ships. And that's why we want to do great things together. If you know somebody that has a potential, they're good, they could be great, then help them out. What do you say, Brenda?
I love it. And I appreciate so much. I mean, obviously you did that with me and I've seen you do that with so many other people and I have so much gratitude for that. And like I said, actually having come from a cutthroat type of place in the past to come to a place where really, truly we are here to support each other. It means so much to me and I'm thrilled to be a part of all of it. And I'm glad that we were able to talk about this neat topic today, really how we can work together, raise each other up, build our profession, build each other, so that ultimately we can help our clients as well. So that's what I have to share. Please leave your comments down below. We would love to hear them, either whether you're on through Facebook, down at calbanion.com. Erica and Cal and I each take a look there, keep an eye on comments. So please leave us your comments, leave us your questions, keep in touch with us over at our Hypnospace. I can also be reached at Brenda at ochypnotherapy.com if you have a question that you'd like, that you don't want to post publicly. I'd love to hear from you. So have a great week, everybody, and let's do great things together.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. That was excellent. And you folks, if you're a five-pather, I want to remind you that five-pathers, you guys have unparalleled support. We have a special group online just for you guys answering questions every day. And there's conversation going on every day. We have the five-path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals on the five-path.com website. You know about that members area. You can go in there and get ongoing support. You do not have to be the lonely hypnotist. For everybody else, ourhypnospace.com. Go there. You could be in Cucamonga, California, or you could be in Albania, you could be anywhere in the world that has a decent internet connection, and you've got collegial interaction, and you can begin to be lifted up by those who care. Also, now here's a biggie. If you haven't started thinking about it yet, you've got to, because this is a very special year. The very special year, the 65th anniversary of the National League of Hypnotists. It's going to be one of the most amazing hypnosis conventions ever. They put on a great one every year, but this is going to be one of the best probably in a decade. So, National League of Hypnotists Convention is the 7th, 8th, and 9th of August. I'm going to be there. I believe Brenda's going to be there. I'm going to believe that Erica's going to be there. Celeste is going to be there. And you can talk with us and shake our hands. And gosh, we just really want to meet you. It's so nice to have someone come and go, I watch your videos or I listen to your audios. Because we do these, we send them out, and you guys get to tell us how it's helped you out. All right, that's it. I want to see you in class. We got class coming up in, June? No, that's the NLP class. We got the 10-day certification super course July 6th. See if you can get in on early registration if you register now. We've got the week of Power Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification May 3rd through the 9th. Register now, get early registration. Okay. Oh, and you got NLP training. Will Horton, he's coming to the center, certified NLP, basic practitioner's course, but I say basic because it goes beyond just basic stuff. He's going to use NLP to teach NLP. I'm thinking about being in the course. Hey, let's learn NLP together. How's that for doing something great together? That's going to be June 18th through the 20th here at our center. And of course, there's going to be early registration discounts. All right. Bam. Cal Banyan. Signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.